Hello, Empresses. It's Leslie Tagorda, your business astrologer for Origin, and I'm excited to bring you the cosmic weather for April 2021. I don't know if you were as excited as I was to hear about Kate's announcement for Origin 2.0, and as I was putting together the cosmic weather, I was so excited to hear how so many things were aligned with the weather that we get to play with in April, and really looking at the theme in Origin about letting go. So in April, our overview is that, well, now we are in the season of activation and up-leveling, right? It's time to take aligned body-first action on what you desire in your business and to contribute as the valuable leader you were born to be. Yay, it finally feels like you have wind under your beautiful wings to let go and easily take flight. This past March, you were able to get into the flow of things and stretch your wings from a long winter and dream up that big vision. You're starting to get really clear on what you want to create, and the cosmic weather this April is here to support you. As April reveals itself, we see the Sun, our vibrant creativity, and Venus, our connection to people and resources, in powerful positions, while all planets continue to move forward. That is until the very end of the month, when far away Pluto steps on the brakes to go backwards. So let's get ready to let go and take initiative. So some of the highlights for this April, this cosmic weather, supports your body, mind, and energy to shine brightly in your aligned leadership, take massive leaps forward, receive breakthroughs in community, money, messaging, accountability, and your offers, and get real with what really holds you back so that you know exactly what you need to let go. So this month, Sun will be exalted in Aries until April 19th. Mercury is flying through the zodiac, crosses through Aries and into Taurus. Venus will be in her comfy, cozy home sign of Taurus starting in April 14th. And then on the Sun will move into peaceful Taurus, Mars moves into sensitive Cancer, and our Pluto retrograde cycle begins. So yes, it's quite a busy month in April cosmically. We have two big lunations. We have our new moon in Aries, 22 degrees on April 11th, and the full moon in Scorpio on April 26th. So we can really just let go. So before we go into the depth in depth of all of these cosmic activations, remember that this cosmic weather, right? These are the collective energies that we all get to play with. There is nothing to be fearful of. Instead, get curious about what you are meant to learn. And for some of these larger shifts, you're going to feel the energy, you know, a few days leading up to and a few days behind it. If you know your natal chart, you can personalize these energies by looking to the degrees of which these activations occur and looking at your natal chart to see if you have any natal energies being pinged by these cosmic weather activations. All right, let's get into the details. So, on April 3rd, on Saturday, April 3rd, at exactly 8:41 p.m. Pacific, 11:41 p.m. Eastern, Mercury enters Aries. And this is where we get to think body-first thoughts. What new ideas and thoughts will you affirm through your body in your business? It is a great few weeks to activate your body and mind. So while Mercury zips through the zodiac and cruises through quick acting Aries until April 19th, we have Mercury in Aries for just a few weeks. And while Mercury is in Aries, our thoughts and communications and the way we express ourselves can be vigorous, fast, and spirited, Aries traditionally rules our body and our heads, and Mercury, while in Aries, is a messenger to our body. Be aware that this momentum doesn't tip the scale of balance to become impetuous or impulsive. That's always the trick with Aries. It's such a great energy to take flight and take lead when we are communicating to others to follow our lead. Our energy needs to be enthusiastic without being pushy, forward moving without being frustrated. All those ideas you've had brewing now have the cosmic energy and your body's energy to initiate. On April 4th, 2021, we have our fourth quarter moon in Capricorn at exactly 14 degrees and 51 minutes. This theme is to relax and sustain. How much downtime can you block off today to regenerate? It's a great day to restore and refine your ambitions. With the Capricorn fourth quarter moon, make sure you spend some integration time restoring alone. Yes, alone, to nourish your body, mind, and soul. It's during this alone time you can get really clear with all of the goals and responsibilities you've put upon yourself to see if they're still consistent with your business now. Rest is a necessary part of achievement. I will repeat that. Rest is a necessary part of achievement. Block off time for yourself in the next few days for deep rest, body, mind, and spirit. On April 9th, that is Friday, we have Mars squaring off with Neptune, and the theme is to feel and initiate spirit in your body to lead. So the question is, how is your body leading you to spiritual alignment in your life and business? I mean, right, Empresses, we're all here with spirituality at the core of our business. So Mars in quick Gemini and Neptune in spiritual Pisces, both at 21 degrees of these mutual energies, are squaring off, similar to a first quarter moon phase. With this kind of energy, there's all kinds of things coming at us, compelling us to act. If we are not consciously aware of this energy, it could feel as if we are the target of energetic jabs. And if we are in tune with this energy, this will feel like we are being nudged into better alignment, like a deep stretch of a yin yoga pose that isn't fully comfortable at first, but as you relax into it for a few minutes, the tension releases. We will feel this energy for a few days leading up and a few days after the exact square off. It is a great time to move your body to clear your mind and spirit. What spiritual movement is calling you? Yin yoga, tai chi, dance, drumming? When you move your body, you will get deep insights into your next step as you combine the practical and the ideal. On Sunday, April 11th, we have our new moon in Aries at 22 degrees. This is happening at exactly 7:31 p.m. Pacific, 10:31 p.m. Eastern. Today is the day to plant your seeds to call in your magnetic, authentic leadership style. What kind of leader do you want to be? And what does it feel like in your body to contribute your brilliance to the world? In astrology, the new moon in Aries shortly after our equinox is like a new year celebration, a rebirth as we begin again at the first sign of the zodiac, a time of revival and renewal, and in your business, reviving how you want to show up. Aries is quick and takes lead, and in our charts by house, it shows us where in our businesses we are meant to show up boldly. Your rising sign, also known as your ascendant, on the first house cusp is the archetypal energy you are born to embody in your aligned leadership style. This is your chance to love the leader you are born to be and fall in love again with your brand identity. If you feel good and are authentic in your unique style, you become irresistible to your soul customers. Decide today what leadership and brand identity you want in your business. The sweet spot is the intersection of what you want and what others love about you. The house that contains Aries of 22 degrees is the area in your business that desires a fresh intention based on how you will take aligned leadership. Also, on April 11th, Venus squares off with Pluto later in that day, and the theme is impactful emotional charisma. How are you harnessing your deep emotional magnetism? Close and trusting relationships are at the core of your successful business and authentic leadership. No one expects you to know everything, and your highest self wants you to be curious to express your vulnerability. Vulnerability is your key to emotional magnetism. What can you reveal about yourself that you've been hiding? What can you ask of others to gain clarity versus just assuming? Harness the energy for a few days before and after this exact meeting to reveal emotional magnetism that draws in your soul relationships. Because this is on the same day as the new moon, you might want to, if you don't really have that tapped in yet about what your emotional magnetism is and your vulnerability, you can set a clear intention to get in touch with that aligned vulnerability in your brand. On Wednesday, April 14th, Venus enters her home sign of Taurus. The theme is building prosperity and peace. What is your true value and how are you sharing it? For a few lucky weeks, you get to recognize and share your value with others. So Venus, while in her home sign of Taurus, she's there actually until May 8th. And when she's here, she is so comfy and cozy, and you can feel her fully embodied in her power. Venus, our connection to the resources, yep, this is money, and people to thrive in our world, appreciates everything luxurious, delicious, and sumptuous. It's the ability to recognize, appreciate, and be gracious to these pleasures that amplifies Venus's power to charm and attract. For the next few weeks while Venus is in Taurus, appreciate your physical resources by savoring each sense. Notice the value you create every day and the value you create for the people that choose to work with you. Take it all in by tuning into your values, the senses in your body, and by expressing gratitude. Bring to life and amplify your power of financial success and the pleasure it can afford for you and the ones you love, purely by appreciation and embodied enjoyment of what you already have. On Thursday, April 15th, the Sun squares off with Pluto, and the theme is impactful creative fuel to transform. What in your creative process needs deconstruction, taking apart, right? For a few days before and a few days after, your creativity will be examined. If you're not mindful of this energy, this can feel like outside forces are testing your abilities. If you are mindful of this energy, it can feel like the creative tension you need to give your creations that extra impact. Notice the external experiences that cross your path. This is your clue to see what needs to be deconstructed in order to distill and make better. On Friday, April 16th, Mars trines in harmonious flow with Jupiter. The theme is expansive, progressive, action-oriented ideals. What big ideas and ideals want to be activated? It is a great time to feel lucky. For a few days before and leading up to this harmonious energy, your ideas and ideals will be in sync and will want to be acted upon. The energy is as wide as it is deep, a great energy to get your big vision out into the world and to refine your big social impact message. Your self-esteem may run high, so make use of this optimistic vibe. Share your visionary message, make those strategic connections, and trust in your luck. The next day, on Saturday, April 17th, Mercury now squares off with Pluto, and the theme is sharp, penetrating thoughts. So, what deep inner dialogue wants light? It really is a great day to reveal blocks
that keep you stuck. This fleeting energy is revealing yet intense. Deep emotions may come forth, a hidden gift if you are ready to understand how to use this energy. Pluto has the ability to dredge up what we try to hide, and Mercury enables us to express these hidden truths in a way that brings the unconscious to the conscious. Notice what people may say to you that trigger deep emotions. There is no need to take offense to outside communications, as they are the key to give you insight as to what needs to be revealed. If you've been working on mindset issues in your business, you may get the insight you need to uncover what it is that is truly holding you back from initiating your intentions. Be aware that we are all feeling this energy, so be kind to yourself and others as we are all uncovering something. As you become aware of these inner blocks, you will be empowered to finally let them go, Empress. On Sunday, April 18th, the sun meets up with Mercury in the sky, and the theme is Quicksilver Thoughts and Creativity. What fast creative ideas come to you now? It's a great day to schedule an intense workout. Yes, an intense, sweaty body workout. For a fleeting day, the sun and Mercury meet in the sky, like a new moon cycle between the sun, our creative fuel, and Mercury, our expression of our soul's needs. We get a new start with being able to connect to our creative vibrancy, to the information we need to express our vibrancy in our businesses. Logic keeps up with your creativity so you can gather the information you need and communicate with others your opinions. Your thoughts are racing now. Keep a journal or voice memo nearby to capture your independent ideas. Do notice that if you're feeling too amped up or getting frustrated, this fleeting time will pass. Be mindful if you get frustrated to not take it out on yourself or anyone else. You can work out these high-strung energies from your body and mind with a good all-body sweat. On Monday, April 19th, we have a pretty big day astrologically as we have several events happening. We have three shifts happening that all support each other. There's never been a better time to take steady, confident action. So on this day, we have Mercury entering Taurus, along with the sun a little bit later on the day entering Taurus, and we have our second quarter moon in Leo. So let's look at these individually. So when Mercury enters Taurus, the theme is grounded, peaceful communications. What sense of peace grounds your thoughts? You'll feel a sense of relief as Mercury moves out of Aries into steady, grounded Taurus. All the intense mindset concerns you've experienced last week will feel less urgent and more practical. You get to let that all go as you can now think with a bit of space and ease and think about all the changes that need to come through in a peaceful, sensible way. Ah, relief. Then later on that day, when the sun enters Taurus, this is the season, the month of embodied grounding and building. So the question that you ask is, what value do you add? Seems a little simple for that big theme, but it's true. Because as the sun enters the beautiful and sensual embodied sign of Taurus, for the next month, you get to play with the ideals of peace, prosperity, and savor all your earthly senses. In your business, it's a time to look at your values, what you value, how you add value, and the promises you give yourself and your co-creators. Part of these values is being able to embody and take delight in what your heart desires and make manifest the physical resources that you need to not only survive, but thrive on Mother Earth. With Taurus season, the one thing to be aware of is that the bounty that we get to create is to be shared and not to be hoarded. There is enough for everyone. And very, very late in the day, we get our second quarter moon in Leo. Ah, this is time to take action. Act with confidence. What will you confidently take action on today? It's that time of the month to show the universe that you are committed to your intentions. It's time to take action. Any confident action. There's no need to worry about mistakes at this time. You will feel a sense of accomplishment and impact from your confident action. The Sun and Mercury are now in peaceful Taurus, giving you grounded perspective, yet you're still riding high on all the inner revelations and quicksilver thoughts. So what better way than to embody and empower what you now know by taking steady, confident action? Any action that will get you a step closer to accomplishing your intention. Do it with peace, steadiness, love, passion, fun, and confidence. On April 20th, that is Tuesday, Pluto steps on the brakes and looks to come to a complete stop before moving retrograde. And the theme is befriend your shadows. There's nothing to do except notice. Today, Pluto stops in the sky before going on its annual backwards trip across the sky. There's nothing to be fearful of with Pluto moving backwards. Pluto is the great transformer and moves so slowly across the sky from way up there in the outer reaches of the solar system. For all of us here on Mother Earth, at this time, we will feel the need to alchemize. For most of us, the feeling will be subtle. But if you have natal planets that are being activated, it is those natal energies that are being asked to transform and evolve. Then on the 22nd, April 22nd, that is a Thursday, we have Venus meeting Uranus in the sky. Both of these energies in peaceful Taurus, where we get unpredictable abundance breakthroughs. What shakeups in finances and relationships are revolutionizing your world? For a few days leading up to and away from this meeting point, Venus, your abundance and relationship energy, and Uranus, your revolutionary energy, meet up in the sky in the Earth sign of Taurus. You may get some surprises with your physical resources. Yep, that's money. Be careful to not judge things as good or bad. It would be too soon to say, even if the immediate outcome might be a hit. When Uranus is evolved, its shocks are meant to be quantum leaps to get you on your next evolution. So if a minor setback gets you to where you are supposed to be, that doesn't sound too bad, does it? All right, and then it's a busy month, so there's quite more to go. So on Friday, April 23rd, Mars enters emotional Cancer, where the theme for the next 6 weeks is motivation feels moody. How can you initiate from a place of emotional security? Now through June 11th, Mars spends its time in sensitive Cancer. Emotions may feel extra during this time, so it's really important to understand what you need to feel emotionally secure. Especially in your business, you want to be making decisions based on emotional security instead of fear. If you find yourself paralyzed by fear, this is a great time to initiate understanding what it is that you need to feel emotionally secure. And if you don't yet know, or you have old stories that may not be your own to work through, this would be a great season to get counseling or therapeutic help. You are not meant to go through this alone. This can be a powerful time where you tap into your authentic leadership and authentic drive. How empowered would you feel to let go of all of the fears that hold you back and make decisions based on your true inner needs? Later on that day, on the 23rd still, on that Friday, Mercury meets up with Uranus. We're having all these breakthroughs. Anytime we have all of these like Uranian energies, any meetups with Uranus, we get a breakthrough. So this time, Mercury breaking through, the theme is unpredictable communication breakthroughs. What thoughts, ideas, and messages rock your body? A few days after Venus and Uranus meet up, Mercury, our messenger to our soul, meets up with Uranus, giving us breakthroughs in our communications. If you're learning something new, you're able to pick up concepts oh so quickly. And if you've been craving to uplevel your education, let your intuition lead the way to finding that new concept that will rock your world. Be open to new and revolutionary ideas and be aware of the feeling of knowing it all. This energy is fleeting and unpredictable, so try not to force or control it. Let this electricity move through your body. On Saturday, April 24th, we have Venus squaring off with Saturn, where the theme is external limits, test your resources and relationships. What is limiting you right now and stretching your creativity to do less? It is a great time to make more impact by doing less. For a few days leading up to and away, you may be tested and limited. Maybe your creativity, relationships, or money matters will be tested, asking you to prioritize, make choices, and take responsibility. While in the moment, it may feel like a damper on your parade, it is what you need to create in spite of these limitations that will allow you to outshine what you would have created otherwise. On Sunday, April 25th, we have Mercury now squaring off with Saturn, and the theme is say less. That's right. What less can you say or communicate without words? It is a great time to not overexplain. In certain situations like today, there's no need to overexplain or reiterate your asks. What can you do to get across your message that goes beyond words? This type of communication will have a much greater impact with energy like today. And later on that day, after Mercury squares off with Saturn, Mercury joins the lovely Venus, where you get to now express your appreciation. But because we're still working with the Saturn energy, how can you show your thanks without words? It's a great day to send a gift. You're still feeling the effects of Mercury squaring off with Saturn, so the desire to say less remains. Yet your heart is full with appreciation, and that can't go left unacknowledged. Maybe send a gift to show how grateful you are. On April 26th, we have our full moon in Scorpio. That is Monday the 26th at exactly 8:32 p.m. Pacific, 11:32 p.m. Eastern. And the theme, this is a big one, so listen carefully. I empower myself by letting go. Scorpio is a detoxifying energy, right? So what will you let go of? It is a powerful day to do a release ritual. With the emotional moon in sensitive Scorpio, facing off all the Taurian energies of the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Uranus. If there is any one day this year to really say goodbye to all of your shadows and jealousies, today is the day. When you do, this will leave you so much room for authentic empowerment, the highest elevation of Scorpio. Be truthful to yourself and look at what really keeps you from experiencing empowerment and prosperity. What or who are you jealous of? What is it about someone else's success that triggers you? That is the key. Those triggers are indications of your desires and abilities that are yet unrealized. This may be easier said than done, but it's time to let all of this go. All right, on the 27th, we're heading towards the end of the month. On April 27th, Tuesday, Pluto finally shifts into backwards gear and goes retrograde. So feel into the intensity of distillation. What emotional truths want to come to light? Today, Pluto shifts gears and appears to go backwards in the sky now through October. Pluto spends about 50% of the year in reverse, and because this dwarf planet is so far removed from us on Earth, that its effects are really subtle. But for the week up to and away from this shift is where we will feel the intensity and the power of Pluto. The key to working with Pluto is to dive into the intensity. If you try to avoid the intensity, Pluto will only heat up the intensity, right? So notice what shadows want to come into the light. Befriend these shadows. Get to know them and their hurts and work through them. That is how you transform. Now, Pluto will be moving really, really, really slowly and really highlighting this part of your chart right between 24 degrees and 26 degrees of Capricorn. If you happen to have any natal planets around these degrees in cardinal signs or even earth signs, you're really going to have kind of an intense time. There's a lot of energies that are being dredged up asking to transform, but it is such a, like when you're out of it, it is such a good place. So do not be afraid of Pluto activations. All right, our last transit, our last cosmic weather piece for April on April 30th, that is Friday, the Sun meets up with Uranus in Taurus and we get another breakthrough. This time, our creative fuel. What about your business offerings and what you do needs an up-leveling? You've had a lot of breakthrough energy this month, and now it's your creative juice and vitality's turn. For the few days leading up to and past this exact meeting, you will get the opportunity to up-level your offerings. The Sun in our business is what we do and our unique talent and approach to what we do. With Uranus's revolutionary energy, it's time to up-level. Woohoo! We need this leap, and we get it every year as the Sun passes across Uranus in the sky. All right, that was a long one, Empresses. We have a lot of shifts happening in April, but I hope that you can see it is a time to let go of all of the past hurts and stories and jealousies, embrace the breakthrough and transformative energies in our body, mind, and soul so that we can level up how we take initiative and lead in our businesses. All right, beautiful ones. If you have questions, please tag me on Facebook and I will be happy to answer your cosmic weather questions.